Elizabeth Strasser is the new child nutrition director for the school district. She replaces Kathleen Britton, who went to work at the state level. Strasser has a master's degree in nutrition and has long been interested in, she said she wanted to be in Park City because she likes the healthy lifestyle.
And that's something that I believe strongly in living healthy, not only eating healthy, but being active and just having that lifestyle. So it's definitely something that Park City is known for, and I really, really like that, and I try to do that myself.
She says while school lunches have gotten a bad rap for decades for being made up of overly processed foods and government subsidies that aren't necessarily whole foods, she says that's now a misconception.
That is actually a misconception that we have. It's not leftover anything. The USDA actually contracts that with different farmers across America, and they actually have stricter guidelines than they do for actual restaurants and other industries like that. School lunch has a very, very strict guidelines of what they allow in their schools. So it is only like the leanest meat. We do whole grains now. Some of our stuff is prepackaged, but a lot of it, you know, we try to get in, like we have fresh fruits, fresh vegetables that we bring up weekly, and we do have reduced sodium with the new regulations that came out with the Healthy Hunger Kids Act in 2010.
Strasser admits it's a giant machine that takes time to change, but she says healthier foods now permeate the school lunch.
We want to educate our parents and even our students. Like, school lunch isn't as bad as you think. It's actually quite healthy. You just have to know what to choose. If you choose pizza and fries every day, even though they're baked fries and the pizza's whole grain crust and low-fat cheese, it may be not as healthy as having a salad once in a while.
She says many schools homemade dishes now that were previously pre-prepared.
Utah's a little bit harder because we don't have a long growing season, but it doesn't mean that we can't get that fresh fruits and fresh vegetables here. So getting more fruits and vegetables is definitely something that we want to continue to do here. The guidelines for the school lunch program, the student to be a reimbursable meal, which means we get funding back from the federal government, they need to take either a fruit and or a vegetable. So we always encourage our students, take a fruit, take a vegetable. That's something that every lunch worker will encourage them.
When asked about accommodating various types of diets, like a vegetarian diet, Strasser says they do what they can given the budget.
We do have a salad bar now still, or there's salads available to the students. Students don't have to take meat. We don't have a lot of vegetarian options. Like, we don't have to serve like veggie burgers and things like that, which it plays into cost right now. And obviously we're not for profit. We try to just break even. And so we have to look at the, you know, how much a veggie burgers cost and things like that. But it's something that we try to experiment with more. We do like garbanzo beans, hummus, things like that, that they still get that protein that they need.
She says regarding unhealthy snacks, there's new legislation to remove those from schools. But Strasser says Park City is already ahead on that.
They've taken away a lot of their candy and their gummies and things like that, like candy bars, cookies, and they've replaced it with juices and things like that, like zero calorie water, flavored water. So they have definitely done a great job at starting that trend and getting away from the soda and the Powerade and things like that in there. There's still some Powerade in there, but they're usually just the little small bottles, so one serving.
That's Elizabeth Strasser, Child Nutrition Services Director for Park City School District. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.